The Grease here on DC 101.
Day.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got through. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been listening to you.
Oh God. Oh, hang on, let me take another sip of my Metamucil. How old are you now?
24.
Oh, you're all grown up.
All grown up now.
So you started when you was like 14 listening to me.
Uh-huh.
You went on your first date listening to me.
I always tried to get through. Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Probably gave you first snarl at listening to me.
Probably.
Yeah. You were like, ew. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do that. Now you're like, all right, bring it over here. Oh. Right?
That's a trip, yeah, as a matter of fact.
All right, I got you coming and going, don't I, little girl?
He's got me coming and going.
Yeah, so what can I do for you now to reward you for this kindness?
Let me see here.
What's your first name?
Patty.
What do you do, Patty?
I'm an assistant manager at a retail store.
Oh, so you're just sitting there helping people out with their garments?
Oh, God, yes.
You sound like you don't like it.
Not really.
Some beefy dame comes in, tries to squeeze into a size 6, and you know she's a size 12.
She's a size 14, 16.
Seams are a-popping, huh?
Uh-huh.
And she's saying, there's no way I can be a size 14. You're saying, lady, believe me, you're a load. You're a size 14.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Could I hear Charles and Di?
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah.
Would you play a role?
Would I play a role?
Yeah.
Of what?
Well, like as one of the actors in the piece.
Okay.
Okay. Here's your role. You'll be the handmaiden. You know, she's the person that dresses Diana. When Diana wakes up in the morning, she's not like you or me. She doesn't just walk to the can, take a mash of it, and then pull her jeans on. Oh, no. There's like a staff of people there waiting in line. And when Diana wakes up in the morning, there's one person that lays out her clothing for her. And you'll be that lady, the handmaiden, they call her.
Oh, boy.
Yes. The handmaiden is normally a commoner. And therefore, when she leaves the palace at the end of the day, she deals with the more mundane goings-on of the world, whereas Diana, insulated in the palace and surrounded by a staff of lackeys, has no way to find out perhaps the more personal side of life. That's why she turns to you, the handmaiden.
Oh, boy.
With help for her marital aid. All right, so here we go, Patty. Be ready, okay? It's got to be fun. Patricia!
Die! Die!
That's your highness.
Oh, sorry.
Come in here, Patricia. I wonder if you've ever seen one of these.
My God, Guy, what do you got there?
Well, it's called a Humongous Hue. And I picked it up and I put on a disguise and slipped in town. And I can't get the bloody thing to work. You know, it comes complete with life-size doodads. Look at the vascularity on this thing.
Let's see here.
All right. If you can get it started, I shall be forever in your debt, Patricia, and I will reward you handsomely. Okay, you've probably seen one of these things, knowing that circle you run with.
Let's see, the batteries go here.
Correct. Okay, see if we got the polarity correct. Okay, I guess we can try to start her up. Oh, yeah. Ew. Let me give it a try.
Let me try.
Okay, here you are. No, my turn, damn it. My turn.
Mine!
I tell you what, flip it around. I tell you what we'll do. We'll flip it around. It's so ecstatic. I'll take one end, and you take the bloody other. You ready?
All right.
That's it. Two steps forward, two steps back. That's what I call bowling the bloody jack. Diana! Oh my God, Patricia, it's Charles. How do we turn the damn thing off? Let's throw it in the fish tank. There we are, we've shorted the bloody thing out. All right. Diana, what the hell is going on in here? Patricia, what the hell are you doing in here? What are you two dames up to? My God, what's that floating in the fish tank? Ew. Well, Charles, you might say it's kind of like soybeans.
Soybeans, Diana?
Yes, it's a meat substitute, Charles.
The Grease Man, DC 101.